Elijah wanted to meet up that Friday after I finished my work. I walked towards King's Cross. Doctors, scientists, and food delivery workers became diluted by people with more suntanned skin, tattoos, and an eager, hungry look in their eyes. There was a woman on a bar stool outside Club X. Her snowy legs protruded from tiny leather shorts. She wore a black lace bra under a transparent cream top. She was pretty, but underneath her eyeliner and crumbling mascara, she had the vacant eyes of a dead animal. As I passed, I saw her shirt was dirtied around the buttons. Her skin was marked in places with bruises, blue from handling. I saw Elijah under the El Alamein fountain, perched forwards over his knees as he examined a lit cigarette in his hands. The fountain was a sphere made of many metal pipes that sprayed out fans of water. From a distance, it looked like a liquid dandelion. As I approached, I saw a figure standing over my brother. Elijah sat and nodded while still inspecting his cigarette. I recognized the standing figure as Zed. He was one of those people I could identify in any way and from a distance. It was something about the shape of his shoulders and the lean of his neck. When we were younger, Zed would turn up to a party or concert and I would turn towards him as if I could sense he was there before seeing him. Today, Zed wore jeans and a brown jacket and had his head down. Elijah looked up and Zed gave something to him, pressing the small package into his hand. Just then a gust blew and droplets of water were picked up and dispersed in the wind, and when I looked again, Zed was gone. "Was that Zed?" I asked when I reached Elijah. "Come on, let's get some food," he answered. After Zed and I hooked up in Lawn, we'd had that one summer together. I guess it had only been around 3 months, but I was younger and the days were long, so in my mind it seemed to represent a greater period of time. Then Zed was offered a job managing a bar in Tweed Heads. We didn't explicitly talk about breaking up. He just kind of left and the relationship faded out. These days you might call it ghosting. Elijah and I sat under red paper lanterns in a small Japanese restaurant off the main streets where the chefs at the front were slicing kingfish into sashimi. "How did the rest of the exhibition go?" I asked. "Sell any pieces?" "There's a buyer interested in the whole Jindabyne series," Elijah said, "but they need to bring their partner in, so nothing's sold yet." I didn't ask if he was making any music, but at night when I closed my eyes, I could still hear echoes of his cello. Those deep notes that bounced on the walls seemed to find me wherever I was. I didn't realize how much I enjoyed that sound until I never heard it again. "How's the creep you work with?" I pretended not to understand who he was talking about. "There's no creep at my work," I said, stalled in the awkwardness of our stilted conversation. When we first started walking to school alone, I remember Elijah holding onto the handle of my backpack when we had to cross a road. A couple years ago, he'd driven to the Central Coast to collect me after a camping trip on Darkinjingland got rained out. Last week, he'd come over to help me change the batteries on my smoke alarm. In the first ever picture of us, Elijah is on all fours, leaning over the basket I'm in, shielding my body with his, the way animals do with their young. I wasn't sure if my parents had given him a pep talk about being a protective brother or if it was something inherent. I'd gotten used to the security blanket of him, but I was confused and irritated by the way he'd gotten a bad read on Jonathan. We sat and ate in silence. I had planned to bring up the diazepam tonight, that after the exhibition I'd told him he could take a few of the tablets, but later when I looked behind the mirror the whole box was gone. But things already felt tense enough. I tried to think of things to talk about, words that felt safe and would draw us closer instead of pushing us further apart. I remembered when I was in primary school how he used to pick me up all the time. He would throw me off the side of the baths into the harbour, down the slip and slide. He tackled me in play that was rambunctious but affectionate. I wasn't sure when we'd grown so far apart. Elijah looked different now. He was worn down and hollowed out. There was a tooth missing that I was too intimidated to ask about, and an ordinariness about him that he never used to have. "Remember when we saw that sunfish at Hawk's Nest?" he asked. My eyes widened. We went back to that time and told stories where the endings were known.